Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Centene South Florida High School Sports Show is cared for by University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute. To recover your game, visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. Lots being talked about at the University of Miami, from current players all the way to former players, and we are happy to have a former player, not just any former player, somebody who's, you know, been active, has had a voice, he stays around the games, played it at every single level, even if he is from Fort Myers. I'm not going to hold it against Kelvin Harris. Kelvin, thanks so much for taking the time, and obviously you and I have talked throughout the years. You know, about the state of the U and how things were, and now things are starting to come together. Just on the probably one of the toughest seasons they've had in a long time, where they end up 6-7 in a year that we all thought maybe would be better. I think we were all kind of sucked into a false sense of security. But as we start things out now, this was a pretty darn good January, and it followed up to start out February with some pretty good hiring.
Well, you know, you got to give them any credit. It didn't start out like we all thought it was, because when you look at the schedule every year, you know, you just go over the schedule and you say, well, with our talent, we should beat this team and that team. But there's a lot of stuff that goes on behind the scenes that, you know, obviously most of us don't know, whether it be with Manny or any other coach. And I had a feeling this was going to be an interesting year when I talked to Brett Romberg in August, and he had just, you know, literally come from practice and was like, dude, it's bad. I was like, oh, okay. And then he started running it down to me. I was like, oh. And then, you know, you saw the Florida game. But Manny's made some adjustments. And, I mean, I don't want to stoke a fire here, but this kind of reminds me of the LSU season that they lost to Troy. I mean, literally wanted to, you know, string Coach O up by his toes after that game. And he literally had to go in there the next week, and him and the athletic director, and, you know, lobby for his job.
Right, right.
Now he's the governor of Louisiana.
Yeah, and then some. But, you know, you take a look last year, Kelvin, and we were, you know, we have a new offensive coordinator who came from Alabama. Everybody's all excited. You start going into the transfer portal, and you get a wide receiver from Buffalo, but he was much better than the average Buffalo receiver. And you get this guy, and you get that guy, and you figure – it's not a tough schedule. I mean, you know, I mean, you play Virginia Tech, and you play Georgia Tech at home. Florida game, you know, you're going to lose, but, you know, you're going to learn something from it. And then all of a sudden, after the Florida game, and everybody, you know, even though that people thought, hey, they should have won, they played well enough. And then all of a sudden, you come out and lay an egg against Central Michigan and almost let a team that had no reason being on the field with you beat you. Then your woes at kicking really took hold, because you lost the Georgia Tech game and Virginia Tech game that you should have won. I mean, you should have won.
Because of the kicking.
Yeah, because of kicking. And then all of a sudden, things started going downhill, and you lose to North Carolina with a freshman quarterback, a first-year coach coming back with a young team, and all of a sudden, things don't look as good. Manny came out of that transfer portal year looking great, but then all of a sudden things started falling apart, and then they went downhill from there. You know, yeah, big win against Pittsburgh, but, you know, I mean, and the thing that has to be frustrating is they're just the defense. While we know the defense has really been a work in progress, and a good work in progress. I mean, you had linebackers come back. You had some pretty good push up front. You had a kid like Gregory Rousseau really emerge. And you had some really good – Garvin was playing well. You had everybody doing well on the defense. But the offense, and you thought that there would be a remedy because of the fact that here you have a guy like Enos who worked for the almighty Alabama. And, you know, you thought – what were you thinking, you know, going into the after losing to FIU, which was, hey, listen, there's no way to get around it. It was humiliating. It was something that should have never happened. Then you lose to Duke. Then you lose to Louisiana Tech, and you're and all of a sudden you're 6-7. What's going through your mind? Because you're as big a Hurricane fan as there is.
Well, honestly, I kind of knew some things. Like I said,
right?
You know, after Brett brought that up to me, I kind of said, "Well, wait a minute. Let me talk to a couple people. You know, like close to the program, meaning like you know, a couple of parents and you know, some inside you know people in the you know in the organization. And you know, to Manny's credit, he runs a pretty tight ship as far as like leaks.
Yeah,
you know, so nobody's just you know, there's nobody that's just gonna just. There's nobody bad mouthing Manny. Everybody's on that ship, but you know, you're talking to you know your former players, believe it or not, high school coaches. And then here's the crazy part that these kids at UM don't understand. You know, guys like me and Romberg, who you know been around the program. There's fans out there who you know kind of know guys like us. And I mean, I was getting calls from people like, "Yo, this kid here," and this, and then you're like, that's when you start putting it together, and then you know. I found out about the curfew thing, and I was like, I started putting two and two together, and I realized that, you know, Manny actually was talking about all this during the year, during his press conferences, but none of us were paying attention to it, because I would always watch those Monday press conferences,
sure,
and he would give hints that there are some problems, but nobody really was paying attention to it, because, you know, we're just looking at the beginning of the forest and not of the trees. And honestly, I don't want to put it on one or two players, but it starts at the top with your leader on the offense, which is the quarterback.
Right.
And the quarterback room was a mess. And part of the reason was, I know a lot of people want to blame, you know, Enos, and I think there is some blame there but you got to look at it from his standpoint. He came from Alabama where he had two guys who were there early and left late. And then you come here and you got foolishness. And his offense, yeah, although the verbiage was complicated, it's an offense that 40% of the league runs. So if you're wanting to go to the league and you can't pick this offense up, well, good luck.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but he should have made some adjustments. And I think he was a little flustered because I don't think anybody, and Manny included, saw the problems of offense coming. But the Duke game and the bowl game, that's just I knew there was going to be some changes.
Sure.
Because you as the head coach, now all of a sudden your neck's on the line, and you got to make a change. And to his credit, he's made some good changes. Now we just got to see how it's going to look on the field.
No doubt. Calvin Harris joining us, former University of Miami standout. And also you take a look at all the things that were made. Now the offense, you know, with Lashley, Rhett Lashley's hired, but he gets to hire his people. He brought in Garen Justice, who has had some experience. He's also brought in the Coach Likens from Arizona State, who's had experience. So Manny kind of turned over that offense to him, which is a great thing. You add Ed Reed, because we know what Ed Reed's going to be. He's going to be everything. He's going to sit down with the kids about grades. He's going to talk about, you know, maybe you got Michigan State coming up, and he may see a coverage in a meeting. I mean, he's going to be everywhere, and that's great. Talk about that. Talk about the addition of Ed Reed, not just as a football mind, but somebody who is really a guy that these kids could look up to.
Well, honestly, I think less. You know, a few years, that's one of the things that's been missing is the exposure of these kids to the glory days. And honestly, I would like to even see more people from my era in a sense, because I know a lot of people say, well, you know, that's a long time ago. But you got to understand, Jimmy was a guy that really put this thing into focus. Snellenberger got it going, but those Jimmy years is where this whole thing was really formed and created. But to have a guy like Ed Reed from that 01 team, you know, I think the only other guy that you probably could have added to that would have been Ray Lewis.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, but I think Ed makes you know, a lot of people were excited when they thought Alonzo was coming. And, you know, Alonzo, it would have been a different dynamic. Ed has been coming to the school on and off for ever since Manny's been there as defensive coordinator, you know, giving some insights, you know, talking to players. So he's just basically getting paid for something that he was doing, you know, off of GP. But to me, to be honest with you, Larry, I love the influence he's going to have on the players, but this is like having Peyton Manning in your defensive staff room.
Right, right.
When you're going over, I mean, the only, like, you know, only, I guess the only other guy that I think, you know, compares is Peyton Manning on the offensive side of the ball, the mind that he had, and the things that he can add as far as, like, looking at formations. And this is a great coup for Blake Baker, I think.
Yeah.
And the fact is, you know, they already have welcomed him in because he's been there before. So it's not going to be an infringement on Blake Baker or Manny. This is just, I think, it's going to help take us to the next level.
Good stuff. Kelvin, thanks so much for taking the time. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks a lot for the insight.
Hey, no problem. Thanks, Larry. And Fort Myers is beating Central this
year. Yeah, okay. When we come back, we'll talk to Teddy Bridgewater, wrap things up for a Monday evening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.